You think you're special, you do. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it when you laugh at me. Look down on me and walk around on me. Just one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Full Press Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. You get this iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Man, WrestleMania season is here. What an episode of Monday Night Raw. You know, last time we looked at it, the story was building for Cody, for Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 40. Now The Rock's entered it. Now we got Seth Rollins, the tag team match on night one. Got Bloodline rules if The Rock and Roman win on night one. Otherwise, it's going to be a fair one-on-one match Sunday night two if Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins win this big main event tag team on night one of WrestleMania. And let's not forget the Usos, Jay and Jimmy, probably going to be on night one. If they would, if Triple H and the way Triple H has been doing things lately, I mean, Raw was spectacular on Monday night. Throwback at an Attitude Era feel with The Rock surprise appearance, then the beatdown at the end. And then when cameras were stopping, The Rock continued. His beatdown on Cody remind you when Austin The Rock were on the bridge and he wanted to throw him off. You didn't do it with Cody, but then you had foreshadowing with Steve Austin and John Cena on the truck. So it was really, really done. The promos were done well. The Becky promo with Rhea Ripley was done excellent. CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre was done as well. But what we want to focus in is this Bloodline storyline and The Rock and Cody because it's been excellent. It's been cinema, right? Wrestling is great when it's cinema, right? That's what you want it to be. You want it to be cinema. And that's what we're seeing between The Rock, between Cody, between the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman. Now you got everybody's going to be on Jay Leno's show, The Tonight Show, which isn't Jay Leno. It's with Jimmy Fallon now. But remember back in the day, WCW, Karl Malone showed up with DDP to confront Rodman and Hogan. That's where the Hogan and Jay Leno feud with DDP started as well, going into Road Wild. So that was fun. But you look at it, the pictures, the camera angles, the entrances, The Rock's got the Hollywood Rock theme back, which is really, that's what everybody wanted with the mix of the electrifying theme in there. Cody cutting a great promo like he was in AEW when he was first challenging for the world championship against Chris Jericho. And that was a sight to see. And you think about it, right? You say to yourself, all right, is Cody really going to get this done? Like, who is the final boss? And The Rock is saying he's the final boss. But is he? And that's what makes it so good and what makes it great cinema, right? You have a man like The Rock who hasn't been in the picture in a while is going to have a match, a tag team match. And it all comes down to, can you trust The Rock? Is he a double agent? And this is what makes wrestling so good because the way they're building the match, it doesn't feel like it's Roman and Cody for the title. It feels like it's Cody and The Rock for the championship. And I feel like we're going to get that at SummerSlam or we're going to get it down the road. He said, long game here. Does Steve Austin come in play here? You know, John Cena, we know his legendary feuds with them. And would it have been nice to get Rock singles match? Sure. But did we really need – that would have been like a TV-style match on a pay-per-view, and they wouldn't know how to build it. This tag team match is going to be great because Solo Sikoa, the Wise Men, and Jimmy and Jey Uso, right? And like we said, I think Triple H is a smart guy, and I think that match opens WrestleMania Night 1 just as an ode to Owen Hart and Bret Hart WrestleMania 10, last time brothers, big time brothers wrestled at a WrestleMania. I think that's the way to do it. And again, this Jey, main event Jey Uso. Cody's done everything for Jey, but it wasn't set up the whole time by Roman Reigns. And that's something that, you know, you want to look into, right? That's going to be the caveat piece here. What happens in that tag team match? Does Jimmy cost somebody? Does Solo cost somebody? That's the intriguing part, and that's what makes wrestling such cinema, right? And you saw it with the brawl. You saw it with the brawl on Monday Night Raw. The way it was done, right? They say the match was set up, right? You finished the main event, Drew, Seth, the bloodline's there. And here in the back, The Rock just calls him out. And there it is. The fight's on. Backstage brawl. Beats Cody up by the bus. Got the weight belt that says Mama Rhodes. Calls out Mama Rhodes. Says, and just the way the cameras are and the pictures that were shot, it's wrestling gold. And you can go back to when The Rock first came back after the Royal Rumble, whispered something in his ear. Then he whispered this time in his ear that he was going to make him bleed. And he did. And then The Rock's going to be on Raw in Brooklyn in the go-home show. And the Rock concert and Cody's promo and the press conference. Ever since Endeavor bought WWE, you know, the UFC side and the real sports have come out in this Rock Cody promos and these in this Bloodline Cody segment. And it's been excellent. And, you know, when we talk about Raw and the attitude, we'll bring in, you know, the Seth Rollins and the CM Punk and the Drew McIntyre because that's been great. And Drew McIntyre, heel character, has been one of the best, along with Toni Storm, Mariah May, and the list goes on. But right now, we're focusing on this cinema. This cinema story since Roman Reigns has returned and been a heel and been on this dominant run. But it's only gotten better. And wrestling was cool. It was always cool. The Rock didn't make it cool again. Competition, AEW made it cool. And here we are going into WrestleMania 40, and we don't know who's going to win. Everybody wants Cody to finish the story. This is what he's talked about, finishing his dad's story. The one title his dad never won, the WWE Championship. He didn't win it at WrestleMania 39. Then he wins the Royal Rumble. The Rock says, no, it was his time. Then we get to the press conference, and The Rock puts everything out, lays it all out, the family lineage. And then Cody says, no, this is what it is. And then he goes off on Triple H. And remember, The Rock and Triple H never had a singles match at WrestleMania. They were supposed to at WrestleMania 2000, WrestleMania 16, whatever you want to call it. And it didn't happen, turning fatal four-way. Guarantee you, if Triple H didn't have his heart issues, The Rock and Triple H would happen at WrestleMania 40. It would have happened. You know it would have happened. But this build with Cody has been great. Now we want to see what Cody's response. And this is why wrestling is so good. When it draws you in week after week with a nice story and a long story, long game. Because that's what it's supposed to do. That's why Nitro and NWO was so good. Austin McMahon. This Rock Cody stuff. Daniel Bryan when Bryan Danielson when he was with The Miz. Stories matter in pro wrestling and the way they're shot and the way things are done. And wrestling cinema, it's an art, right? Professional wrestling is an art. And that's why we call it TV cinema. And that's why it's so perfect the way it is. And again, you have these other characters because Cody's the main character in a story. But then you have the villain of The Rock and Roman Reigns. And then there's the other villains, these side characters, Solo, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, what about Seth Rollins? Like, can you trust him? Is he a snake? There's a lot going against this underdog that's supposed to win the WWE Championship. But will he? And I think fans are ready for it, and I think the company should do it. And if they decide to go with Roman and to pass Hogan, that's just stupid. Because Cody is the face of the WWE. It's not Roman. It's not The Rock. It's Cody Rhodes. He can sell out buildings by himself. And he should have won the title last year, and he didn't. And we're getting this. Maybe we could have still gotten this rematch or whatever. We're in Philadelphia. You know Hogan's going to be there. You know Stallone's going to be there. They're going to weave all of this together over two nights. Just imagine if it was one night. Loaded card. To open with Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth. How killer would that be? But here we are. WrestleMania 40, a week away. and you're getting cinema every week on SmackDown, on Raw, rock concerts, promos, it's everywhere. And this is what it's all about. The WWE Championship. This is what makes pro wrestling so good, is the cinema and the story it tells. And The Rock and Cody Rhodes have delivered that cinema. And what WWE's done, what Triple H has done, incredible. Brian Wirtz is back as well, his personal writer. So look out. I think we're going to have some fireworks heading into WrestleMania, the final go-home shows, Raw, SmackDown. They're going to be really good. Can't wait to see what Roman Reigns has to say on Raw, along with The Rock after that beating. What does Cody do next? Again, it's cinema. It's an art. It's a story. It's a soap opera, all wrapped into one. This has been Jim Barringer, the Full Press Wrestling Podcast. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Take care. Enjoy WrestleMania.